canon. Go and look at the last book written by Sigmund Freud, the one they hide from you. It's entitled Moses and Monotheism. If you will read this book, you will see Freud using historical, archaeological, anthropological, and psychoanalytical proofs comes to show the entire world that the first Jews in the world were Africans, and that it was indeed Africa that gave Judaism to the world. Africa saved Islam for the world at a time of danger. When the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon his name, was attacked by the feudal lords of Mecca for teaching a monotheistic religion, he had to retreat. His disciples went to Africa. It was Africa that protected them. He gave them orders. Go to the Ethiopia. They didn't understand, but they went there. The Ethiopians, Ethiopia, you know, was the first state in the world. Ethiopia, as you know, was the first state in the world. These Ethiopians had relations with the feudal lords of Mecca, but they refused to give the disciples over to the feudal lords. They protected them, gave them refuge, and in fact conducted them to rejoin the Prophet where he was in Medina. Once they rejoined him, they were able to rapidly spread Islam throughout the world. Just in passing, we have given you some of Africa's great contributions to world religions. The first sacred book in the world, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, was given to the world by Africa. Monotheism, belief in one God, was given to the world by Africa. Judaism, the first chronologically speaking monotheistic religion, was given to the world by Africa. Christianity was stabilized for the world by Africa. And Islam, at a time of danger, was saved for the world by Africa. Tell me which man, which woman, African, non-African, being a Jew, being a Christian, being a Muslim, being an atheist, knowing these things of Africa, will not respect Africa. Anytime you see someone who doesn't respect Africa, you must know they're an ignorant person. Do not get angry with them. Try to stimulate them to acquire some knowledge of world civilization. Certainly the African